Welcome to Faith Victory Ministries International with Pastor Charles Entry. Please prepare your hearts and your minds to receive this great revelation from the Holy Spirit. May the Lord God bless you.
Everyone is very welcome. Today being a very special day, we thank God for your lives. We have a word from the living God that we title, The Power of Resurrection Life. The Power of Resurrection Life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let me read you a scripture that gives forth the foundation of Christianity. Foundation of Christianity. If this one fails, then there is everything that we are doing is all in vain. But we thank God it did not fail. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 12 to 22. We're going to read through it. Because you have to know that this is there and it's the assurance of everything that we do as Christians. He said, now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? This is a fact. We have people that are thinking that Jesus did not rise, but he did. So Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthians, how can some of you say that Jesus did not arise? Verse 13, he said, but if there will be no resurrection of the dead, then Christ not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain. Hallelujah. And your faith is also vain. Yea. And we are all found false witnesses of God. Because we have testified of God that he raised up Jesus Christ, whom he raised up not. If so be that the dead rise not. If so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised? And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruit of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all died, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Hallelujah. That's it. If there was no resurrection of Jesus Christ, Christianity doesn't hold. If there is no resurrection, he's saying that then they that are dead, they are also gone in vain. There is no hope for them. If there is no resurrection, we that are living, believing in Christ, then that will be the end of us all. That will be the end of life. As soon as man dies, then that's it. But this is not what the word says. Because we testify of his resurrection, then everything that we do as Christians, none of them is in vain. Because the same way he said, as the first Adam, he died. He sinned and he died. But the second Adam, he took our sins upon him, died with it, and resurrected. There is hope for you and I. There is hope for our Christianity. There is hope for our children. There is hope for our future, and there is hope after death. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we know that our God, Jesus Christ, is alive, for the Father raised him up. God raised Jesus Christ with mighty power and set Jesus at his right hand. Ephesians chapter 1 and the verses 19 to 23. Apostle Paul wrote, by the empowerment of the Holy Ghost, he said, "What is the exceeding greatness of his power to us word who believe, according to the working of his mighty power?" Christianity is not just a fake thing. It's not fake. Christianity, it is practical. It is powerful. And as you are moving from day to day, you will testify. This is not something that someone should come and be telling you stories. It's life. Personal experience, personal testimonies. The reason why I'm doing what I am doing, it is personal. Not anyone trying to brainwash you. It's a fact. It's a reality. There is power. There is power to us that believe in Christ according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Hallelujah. Set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Now watch. In the heavenly places. Far above principalities and powers, might and dominions, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Far above principalities and powers. Far above principalities and powers. In heavenly places, because we know that the second domain of heaven is the dwelling of the devil. So if you said that Christ is risen and now in heavenly places, where is he? Has he become Satan's friend? No. Almighty God raised Jesus Christ and has set him far above principalities and powers, between where those darkness is in heavenly places and where Jesus sits. It's far above. We're going to find out, what does it mean for a child of God? The power that has been given to us, it is not something that devil can match it. Because if we are believers of Jesus, and where Jesus is, that's where we are, then we sit over the devil's head. We sit far above the devil's throne. God raised Jesus and sat him on his right hand far above. If one, a child of God, comes to understand that his master is far above, the one that is far above you can even crush on your head. Thank you, Lord. Verse 22 of Ephesians 1, he said, not only he has put him far above principalities and the powers and might and dominions and everything else, he had put also all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Hallelujah. This is where the church, the power of the church is coming from. The Father raised the Son and set him far above anything that can torment you. Far above, at the right hand of the Father. Above the principalities and the powers. And now gave him power. Set everything at his feet. The domain of the devil is a doormat to Christ. The domain of the witches and the wizards, they are doormats. Do you know what a doormat is? When you are getting into your room, that you have dust on your feet, at your shoes, cleaned up this way. Doormat. Shake the dust of the feet upon their heads. Thank you, Lord. And he said that this is the power that fills the church. This is the power that fills the church. So, what it means that as children of God, because of what God has done for us through the resurrection of Christ, there must not be any devilish, dark throne, principalities and powers, rulers of this world that we are fighting with. They are not to overcome you. Because Christ has conquered them long ago and has given you power to live over their heads. That's what it means. They will fight, but they will not prevail. They will fight you at work, they will not prevail. They will fight your family, they will not prevail. They will fight your finances, they will not prevail. Why? Because Christ had prevailed. Prevailed. It takes one's understanding to come up higher. If you are an eagle and you don't see yourself as an eagle and mingling with chicken, but the very day that you come to find out that you are not a chicken, you are an eagle, that's the day that you start soaring. I pray for somebody here. This very day where we are remembering the resurrection power of our Lord Jesus Christ, anything that is bringing you down, we crush over them in the name of Jesus Christ. This power here has been given to the church. He said he has put all things under his feet and filled the church with that power. The pillar of life, that is Jesus Christ. He holds everything together. When Christ is not there, everything is broken, nothing holds. Thank you, Lord. He raised him and gave him power. But so far, Jesus Christ is the only one who has been resurrected and ever resurrected. Lazarus was raised by Jesus, but he died again. Upon all the great things that people are saying, nobody ever claimed that I was dead and now I'm alive. It is only our Lord Jesus, and nobody dare from generations to generations. No one, it is an unquestionable matter. He's dead, resurrected. Everything holds by him. Period. Period. There's no question about it. He liveth. He's alive and well. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He has given power, but there is a power that brought forth Jesus Christ out of the grave. That is why they couldn't believe. What is this thing that we are hearing? That the man is risen? What? Could that be possible? We know that he went and raised Lazarus. But who? Who raised him up? Romans 8:11. He said, but if the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead dwell in you, God that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Hallelujah. The hope of life, the hope of future is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. You have to see what took place here. Jesus Christ did not die of himself, and he didn't raise himself either. He was killed. Everybody testified. The earth shook. trembled. Darkness was upon the face of the universe. The veil at the temple was torn. The dead rose up. Jerusalem was filled with life from dead. They testify of his dead. They saw him when the Lord rose him up. It was done by the power of the Holy Ghost. The Father said Jesus was filled with Holy Ghost from the womb. Dwell in him. Sought him through circumstances. In the grave, he was quickened by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit came back again. I have good news for you. The same Holy Spirit that rose Jesus Christ from the grave is the same Spirit that God has given you. This is the hope that tomorrow, your tomorrow is definitely assured, that grave cannot contain your life. In the name of Jesus. Very powerful. Who is the God out there that I'm serving him, and when I'm dead, I'm dead? What is the purpose? We serve a living God. And when we are dead, the same Spirit that rose our master, he will quicken our mortal bodies. Come back to life again. Hallelujah. You know, when you hear these things, one must think of life. The greatest fear of man is dead. That is the greatest fear of every man. No matter how much they boast, oh, I am ready. I am. When he is coming, you can see that you are not ready. I am ready. You are not ready. You cannot be ready for dead. You don't know what it is. That's why once they are dead, the one that says he's ready, they're dead. You look at them. He wasn't surprised. Surprise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You see, the assurance that the Holy Spirit dwells in us, we know that. The assurance that we have is that he has given us Jesus as an example. So the same way that he did for Christ, he's also going to do it for you. Believers, when that is a transition. It's a transition. It's a way to the glorious things that are ahead of us. This place is temporal. Everything that anyone is doing is all temporal. But the eternal, we go through eternity, through death. So as believers, if you have lived the right life, when you are dying, you are laughing. Hallelujah. You are laughing. Amen. We talk to them about he has gone home. You cannot say that this one has gone home when he doesn't know Jesus Christ. If you die outside Christ, you have not gone home. Have you ever seen any obituary, you know, paper that says that this one has gone to a far country? They said he has gone home always, when even he doesn't have a home. But we have a home. We have a home. John 14, 1, he said, believe in God and believe also in me. For in my Father's house, there are many mansions. And I'm going there to prepare one for you. Here you have houses. After death, you'll be having mansions. Hallelujah. What profited a man to lose? He said, to gain the whole world and lose his soul. Vain. A life of vain. Life of hope is what we are testifying of today. So resurrection of Christ is the hope of our salvation. Resurrection of Christ is the hope of our salvation. Romans 10, the verses 9 and 10, he said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God the Father had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Salvation is only in the name of Jesus. Salvation is through the resurrection power of Christ that we are saved. Verse 10, he said, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Hallelujah. We confess that our God is alive and well, that we are saved by him, that through his resurrection power, as death could not contain him, death cannot overcome you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So the fear of death is broken. Completely broken. Christ's resurrection is not like any other resurrection. His resurrection is conquered death. He conquered it. And we said it before, that no one ever had experienced such a thing. It have never happened. It happened to Jesus, it will happen to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So Hebrews chapter 2 and the verses 14 and 15. He said, for as much then as the children are partakers of the flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Hallelujah. Only God knows that the devil has people in captivity. So many, because of this fear of death, many have gone and subscribed their family members to the register of the devil. He said, I don't want any witch to kill my family. I don't want any witch to kill my children. I don't want anything to happen to my children. So as a result of that, you know what he's doing? He's moving around seeking for a place of security. And you see the fetish priest there. He said, don't worry. Don't worry. We have all power. We can protect your family. Bring me their names. They registered their names. He said, now you all belong to me. I am going to protect everybody in this family. Not knowing, it's an evil covenant that is being established. They will visit you, thinking that they are protecting you, not knowing they are killing you slowly. The entire family has come under fear because of what is happening in the family. As a result of that evil covenant, people are dying every year. Limitation has been set over the family. Powers of darkness are operating. Nobody is rising in that family. And many are gripped with so much fear. The least thing that you do, they kill you. And they are worshiping it. Some of them talk boldly about this. I heard a girl telling me, hey, in my family, nobody can kill us. You cannot eat our meat. I said, look at you. What you are boasting of, it's something that is under Christ's feet. Have you ever gone to fetish priest? Any power of darkness that you will come across, they said they have the ultimate power until they come to fail you. I remember when we were in Paris with my mom. Being the only son, my mom was so much afraid that they would kill me. So every time we travel to the village, our vacation will be visitations of idols worshiping places. We will be moving from one fetish shrine to another. simply because he doesn't want to see his only son, his only boy, his only child, dead. And only God knows that we have visited them. I have seen a lot. I remember one of them, this one was just like too much. Probably you have heard this story before. We went to a very far place by car. And we were stopped in the middle of nowhere. They said the car cannot go anymore, so you guys have to walk. We walk. Only God knows. We walk. By the time that we got to a place, there was this river, Pra River. Very remote place in Ghana. Large place. And then one of my uncles took us there. The place was so quiet, forest. My uncle, this man, may the Lord forgive his soul, amen. The man stood by the river and he started screaming, "Whoo! Whoo!" And then you hear someone responding from the other side. "Whoo!" This was the sign to tell them that we are there. They came with the canoe. I said, "Hey, are we going to get into this?" He said, "Yes, you are going there." We went there. A whole village were under the sway of this idol. A whole village. You will not believe that within a country, these things would be happening. If you have to scream from one side of the river for them to hear you and come and get you. We got there. I saw this idol that they have molded. And they have put cigarette. They lit the cigarette and they put it on the idol mouth. And the cigarette, you know, you lit a cigarette, you keep it there, it will be consumed by itself. So it is being consumed. The guy told me, he said, "Nana is smoking." I said, "Look at you. Nana is smoking." The guy has something that, you know, tied to his toe with a calabash. And that thing was hitting the calabash. So it was like, "Koko, koko, 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 koko." He said, "Nana is speaking. Nana is speaking. Koko, 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 koko." Let me tell you. They were able to tell me everything that I was going through in Paris. From that remote village. So if you are thinking that they don't have power, please, you are making a mistake. The reason why we have that much boldness and speak against them and they obey is because we are in Christ, sitting far above them. If you are not, and boasting of "Nobody can eat my meat," they will eat your meat. They will. It wasn't your time yet, but you will come across one who has more power than you are boasting of. But we thank God there is no power but of Christ. By the time that we returned back to Paris, so-called, this powerful fetish that is going to help us, everything about my mother's stuff, my stuff, were all scattered. My mom said, "My son, this is not normal. Let's go back." The woman took me back there. I said, "We are going back." And then he said, "Yes, we are going back." We went back. The same procedure. Woo! We went there. As we were sitting in front of this idol, "Koko, koko, koko, Nana is speaking. Koko, 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 Nana is speaking." Then the man said, "Whoa, I see the reason why you guys are here. Nana came to Paris in France. He came. He did what he could. But it came to pass that things were so tough, he couldn't do more than that. Then suddenly my eyes just got opened." Hallelujah. Hey, my eyes was open. This idol that has been professing to be the greatest power of all, that nobody is going to kill me and my mom, now this guy is saying that he's limited. As we were getting out of that place, I told my mom, I said, "Mama, from now onwards, this is it. If you want to go to a place, you go there by yourself. As far as I'm concerned, it is over. I'm not going to visit anybody no more. Not knowing God has a wonderful plan for my life. Hey! Before, you could not be sleeping and have good sound sleep as you have gone to vacation in that village. The point is that it's not like you are trying to. They will come and you will know. America, too much lights. Too much street lights in America. Go to the village where I come from. When you see a banana tree in the daytime that you could identify that this is a banana tree, let night comes. You will not be looking at banana tree anymore. Then you will know. Hallelujah. But we thank God that we have something that is greater than the light in America. The light of our Lord Jesus Christ shineth in our lives, and every fear has been broken. This is what God has done for us. Some of us, when we see the resurrection power of Christ, God has also resurrected me. Hallelujah. The fear that we have of death, it was so much. One night with my wife, I married my wife newly married. In the honeymoon, they came to welcome us. We were there that suddenly this thing came on the roof. The next thing we know, it came there like a bird. A simple cotton partition in front of our bed. The thing came and hit it, boom! If it wasn't by God's grace, we wouldn't have been here. The Lord has saved us and has broken every fear in our lives. You know, the beauty part of it is that as time goes, God called me and everything else. And the same place that we used to have so much fear, this time, when we are going there, it looks like some people are trying to find a place to hide. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Light and darkness, they dwell not together. Where there is darkness, when light comes, darkness run away. They tried. This time, they come and they found power. They found power. Jesus is alive. Jesus has given us all power. Jesus has broken the fear of death in our lives. We don't move around anymore thinking that they are going to kill us. We are now bringing gospel to the people that the enemy has tied them down in the fear of death. The preaching of the gospel is to bring forth life, not to keep people in bondage. Hallelujah. I have come to tell you that if for any reason, any one of you hearing my voice is experiencing what I went through before, there is a solution, and that solution is in the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. You will be filled with the Holy Ghost, and you are empowered from within. They see you, they recognize you, that you are not of them, that they are not to tempt with your life. They might fight, but they are fighting a lost battle. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So the greatest thing that ever happened to the believers, this crucifixion of Jesus Christ, let me bring everything to an end. Romans 6, verse 4 to 5. He said, therefore, we are buried with Jesus by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. As Jesus resurrected, so shall you be resurrected by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I told you that the Father raised the Son and sat him at his right hand, far above principalities and powers. Ephesians 2, verse 4 and 6. He said, God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, had quickened us together with Christ. By grace, ye are saved. And had raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You see, the reason why the devil cannot get you, it is because of where you are. The reason why they cannot overcome your life, it is because of where you are. Where Jesus is, that's where you sit. We sit in Christ. We sit in Christ. He raised us up and sit us in Christ in heavenly places. You can't get me. If a child of God will be doing the right thing, not opening any door of sin for the devil. As Jesus saw the Satan coming and said that the prince of this world is coming, he has nothing in me. You can also walk boldly. They want to kill you, they cannot kill you. And you are walking around looking at them and saying, no. Power. Power. Thank you, Lord. What is the proof that we believe in the resurrection? Thank you, Lord. Romans 6, 6 to 10. He said, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Jesus Christ, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. This is so important. That henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. He that is dead is free from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead died no more. Death has no more dominion. Hallelujah. Death has no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. We died unto sin and we are living unto God. And Romans 6, 14, he says, sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law. You are under grace. You are under grace. That is where the power is coming from. This is what I have been preaching all the time. I said, you know what? Let Satan himself come to destroy you. He cannot. You know why he cannot? If you have nothing of him, he can do anything. If you have nothing of him, Satan cannot do anything. It is only sin that opens door for the enemy to crush you. But as far as power has been given, he says, sin shall not have dominion over you because you are not under the law. You are under grace. The spirit of grace is the Holy Spirit. He empowers you to come against anything that is trying to bring you to bondage. Get yourself out and see how much dominion you have in life. Cannot be moving around and be saying, hey, nobody can eat my meat. Nobody can kill me. Meanwhile, you are moving around, killing people with your tongue. They will kill you. Opening sin door. They will definitely come because you have something of them. The man of sin, the father of lies. You are telling lies, gossiping about people. You are killing them every day. Why wouldn't you be killed? The protection that needs to come upon you, the antidote of it is sin. God cannot do much when one is living his life in sin and not willing to repent. Satan has every right. That is the reason why he talks about the lawful captives. People that have gone into captivity because of their own deeds, knowing the right thing to do, they are not doing it. So as a result, they are being led into captivity. And Satan has every right to torment them. I pray for somebody here. Any power that is has become like your God and keeping you in a state of sin, let that power be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Our God, if God put you here, God can supply your needs. God can supply your needs. You are here and you are saying that, hey, how can I do this? If I let him go, I'm not going to be able to pay my rent. I'm not going to be, he's not your God. The Lord God who put you here, he will provide. He will provide. And I keep saying this, Father, you come in prayers. This year, my husband, I call you from north, from south, wherever you are, free, come in today, 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 in the name of Jesus. This year, my marriage. Meanwhile, right after that prayer, you are going. The guy is calling, hey, where are you? Oh, I went to somebody's husband. Somebody's husband. Somebody's husband. God will never give your husband. Your hands are already full. You are entertaining the man of sin in your life. You can never have yours. You want to receive the breakthrough from God, the blessings of the living God. Come to obedience. This morning I was saying it. I said, you know, talking, it is cheap to talk. It is cheap to talk. It takes power to act. Power has been given. Be submissive to that power and act. Let go so you can receive what belongs to God. Let go so that God can do new things in your life. As far as you hold something of the man of sin and you are not ready to let go, you are tied in God's hands. He can't help you. Everything that needs to be done for us as children of God, all is done. Your promotion at work, nobody can sit over that promotion. Nobody. Nobody. If you are doing the right thing, serving your God, it's a promotion that does not come from nowhere. It comes from the north, from God. So who is the devil out there and said that I will keep you here and you will never be promoted? God would depromote her and give you her position. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We are alive and we are alive pretty well. Now, this whole resurrection thing that we have been talking about today, it doesn't stop just right here. That one day, Christ is also, the spirit that quickened Christ's mortal body will also quicken yours. God had planned higher things for us. Listen to this. First Peter, and I'm bringing everything to an end. Chapter 1, and the verse is 3 to 5. He said, blessed be the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy had begotten us again unto the lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Hallelujah. He has gotten us by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead to an inheritance incorruptible. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled. And that faded not away. Reserved in heaven for you. Reserved in heaven for you. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. Ready to be revealed in the last time. Hallelujah. So there is certain amazing rewards. Inheritance that has been reserved for us. All through the resurrection power of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is nothing that anyone has for you here that worth being deceived and losing your soul. May the Lord God help you, bless you, empower you, giving you the spirit of understanding, the knowledge of God and the resurrection power of Jesus Christ to know the hope of the calling upon your life, that you may not be deceived by anything that the devil is trying to throw on your way. That you shall be saved in the name of Jesus. Your children shall be saved in the name of Jesus. There is no power in the surface of this earth that can kill you. It is only Jesus Christ that can bring you unto his glory. In Jesus' name, we have worshiped. Let's say amen. Amen. God bless you. Happy Easter. Thank you, Lord.
You
You just received a word from Pastor Charles Entry at Faith Victory Ministries International. For more messages and other great resources to help you grow in your walk with Christ, please be sure to visit us at faithvictoryministries.org. That's faithvictoryministries.org. And may God continue to bless.